Hi, this is Chip Brim, and this is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast with Dr. Billy Brim. Today you'll be hearing from Billy Brim's classic message series entitled Holiness. As you listen to these teachings, you will learn how to discipline the flesh, live according to the Spirit, separate yourself more into God to become endued with power, and become holy as He is holy. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Verse 4, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. His preaching was in demonstration, showing forth the Spirit and power to this end, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. It is right to have faith in the power of God. It is right. Those were Corinthians. I was in Corinth this year. What a wicked city that was. And even as you go to Corinth now, here's Corinth down here flat, and there's this big tall hill up over here. They've got a name for those hills, and on the top of it is where the goddess temple was. And everything you do is dominated by that flat top mountain out there with that temple up there on the top of it. And in Corinth, they worshiped the goddess of love. And there were temple prostitutes up there. And all this was over the whole city. But God demonstrated right in the midst of all that His power, that those Corinthians who had seen that goddess up on the hill who couldn't do a thing, they would see there's a real God who has real power and makes the blind to see and makes the lame to walk and does miracles. And Paul wrote here under the inspiration of the Spirit, it was God's will that their faith should be in the power of God. We do not have a right to expect people to believe an unconfirmed gospel. They have a right to see the power of God. And we will establish tonight that it is God's will that the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, through His body and through His ministers, is filled with demonstrated power. Hallelujah. Now you all know that I've been on a blood quest. It was in this place that I preached about the revelation of the blood God gave me. Has it been 2 years ago now? And then 1 year ago, and now, here I'm back. But I want you to know those tapes have gone all over the world. It's been the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. And Gloria Copeland is the one who tricked me into teaching the things that God was showing me privately. She said, Billy, you've got to share it, and you've got to share it now. Now come on down here and let's do it and get it over with. And so I didn't feel I knew it well enough, you know? I still don't know it well enough. But the miracles that have happened are absolutely astounding, and I see that it had to happen. That revelation had to come out in these last days that we are in, for we are indeed in the last seconds of the last days. And people needed that knowledge about His blood. And as you know, I saw certain things happening in the body of Christ which seemed to be terribly opposite the glory. They seemed to be great attacks on the body, and even one in our own family. And I went to the Lord about it, and He said to me, you are a teacher about the last days, are you not? No, He said, you teach about the last days, do you not? I didn't know what to say. I felt like saying, well, what do you think, you know? I didn't know if I was going to be chastised, shut up, what? And when He said that, He said, I told you in my word what the devil would be doing in the last days. And I knew where to look, and so let's look there quickly. Do a little bit of review, because what we're coming into now, the power, has to be built on this foundation. So I turn to Revelation 12, where it tells about the devil in the last days. Everything's in the Bible. Revelation 12:11. 12:12. the end of the verse. And it says here, "For the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he hath but a short time." And I saw it. I saw what it meant. I said, aha, these things that I'm seeing happening in the earth, this is the devil, this is his wrath. He knows he's got but a short time, he's just about out of here. I saw it, this has to do with the time. He knows he has a set time. There is a set time for the devil going to the pit. It is exactly the date when Adam's lease is up. God worked on this earth in a 6 days work week. He handed that work week over to Adam. Adam handed it over to the devil, and the devil has sublet the earth, you might say, the authority on the earth, for the term of Adam's lease. Whenever that lease is up, whenever those 6,000 years are up, that 6 days is over, he's going to the pit, and he will not go one day late. And he knows when he's getting to this end time. I'm going to tell you right here why we call it the last days. The Jews, I got this from a book. A friend of mine one day, Betty Oakes, she sets up our tours, and we were in Israel, and she said, "I'm not supposed to go with you today. I'm supposed to go to an old bookstore." So she went to an old Jewish bookstore run by old rabbis. And you never saw, there's no ministers on earth as old as the rabbis. And here's how they get so old. Every Sabbath, every holiday, which is holy day, and they have lots of them, every marriage, every bar mitzvah, every time they circumcise a baby, they drink the covenant. And they have the covenant, you know, the pieces. They have the bread and they have the wine. And every time when they drink the wine, they click the glasses together and they say, "L'chaim, ad mea esrim." Now, l'chaim means to life. And then ad mea esrim means to 120. So all their lives long, every time they took the covenant meal, they said, "Live to be 120. And you know they believe it. They know that it was Noah that was the last one that was given the length of man's life. And so those old rabbis, they just live old. And their white beards are down to here and their hair is down to here. And they're going around like this. And people are just hanging on every word the rabbi says. That's the way they do. A rabbi, he takes at least 10 men around him. And then a following begins, and it's like a church starts or something. So what Jesus did was what the rabbis did. He had those men following him. And those old rabbis, I mean, you hear about them. Who's going to take their place when they die? It makes all the papers. And they're 100 years old, you know. And they, in the religious community of the Jews, they do not honor youth. They honor the gray head. They honor wisdom. So they just believe you're getting better and better and better and better, and you can live to 120. So Betty walked into a bookstore one day where one of these old rabbis was. And he came up to her and he had this book, a dusty book, and he said, "I'm supposed to give you this book." And so she said, "Thank you," and then she brought it to me in the evening. And I've gained a lot of information from that book. I used to think that it was Gordon Lindsay who taught us about the 6 day work week, you know, that God gave to Adam. But I found out he got it from the rabbis and that it had come down a long, long time. And they see the days like this, 6 days, 1,000 years being a day being 1,000 years. And they divide those 6,000 years into three groups of days. They have the first 2 days, the first 2,000 years, they call the days of chaos, because it was chaos after Adam fell. There was no ruling factor. Then they call the next 2 days the days of the law, because the Jews went out on Mount Sinai and they got the law. Those are the middle days, the days of the law. Then they believed that after 4 days, the Messiah would come. And then we would have 2 days. The last 2 days would be the days of the Mashiach, the days of the Anointed One and His anointing. And they believe that he didn't come because they weren't ready. But we know that he came. And when Jesus came here and walked in that body as the Anointed One for those 33 years, he was really only preparing for the last of those 2,000 years. in which the anointing would dwell in one big body over all the whole earth, known as the body of the anointed one and his anointing, the body of Christ. It is not God's will to bind that body. It is God's will that it move in power, Holy Ghost power. So when Jesus was here, he was in the first of the last days. And now you and I are here in the last of the last days. Hallelujah. Satan knows it, see. He's really mad, too. He doesn't want us to find out these things. So he plans strategies against us in his great wrath. Once Brother Hagin said to me, Jesus Christ is coming soon and Satan is going to do everything in his power to stop him. So that's what's going on. He's trying to stop you. He's trying to stop me. But we're unstoppable. Yeah. Hallelujah. And the Lord told me that day, he said, now back up a verse. Backed up to verse 11. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Hallelujah, glory be to God, the overcomers. I've been reading about the overcomers. In the first couple of chapters of Revelation, first two or three chapters, Jesus said all these wonderful things come to the overcomers. And then over in the last chapters of Revelation, it says, everything, all the glories of heaven go to the overcomers. You are among that elite group of people who were born on earth during these years, these last 2 days, and you have been given the blood of the Lamb and the word of God in your mouth and the name of Jesus, and you can be an overcomer. And all your eternity future is based on your being an overcomer. I've come to see that it's a very great privilege to live life here and confront the devil. Bless the Lord. And like little babies, you know, when they go to heaven and they don't get the opportunity to live their life out here on earth, they've been robbed of being an overcomer. Hallelujah. Bless the Lamb of God. Some people overcame some things right down here tonight. Hallelujah. Sent the devil flying. Bless the Lord. And so, the Lord began to speak to me about the blood of the Lamb and what it meant to us in overcoming the devil. And the whole of the matter is contained in a word called, it's a blood word, and it's the word redeemed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. To order these teachings in their entirety or learn more about Billy Brim Ministries, please log on to www.billybrim.org. That's www.billybrim.org. Or call us at 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And this is Chip Brim saying, Shalom.